No, absolutely not. No, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying it's one of those things you don't say out loud. Unspoken, yes. Oh, you are wicked. You are honestly wicked. You are such a bad man. What am I going to do with you? Oh, look who's back. Hello, darling. No, no, well, not to worry. In your lengthy absence, I have been having a ball with Graham here. Have you met Graham? No? No, well, Graham works for the same company as our beautiful bride, but in the Cayman Islands. Yes, they joined the company at the same time, stayed friends, and he flew all the way over for the wedding. Isn't that just so sweet and thoughtful? It is, isn't it? I mean, Graham, I can't believe that you look this fantastic after catching a red eye. No, no, you don't look dishevelled, not at all. That suit looks great on you. I mean, God, really good. There is one little issue, though, if you don't mind. Your tie is a bit askew. Can I just... Oh, no, 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 I may as well do it. I can see you better. If you just stand up for me. My goodness, I'll have to get up on my tiptoes. You're so tall. Just get a little closer. There. Perfect. You know, it's a shame the service wasn't a month from now. The commute would have been literally 30 minutes for you instead. What was that, darling? Oh, Graham is moving to the London branch. It is so great, isn't it? You know, Graham, your offices are just a stone's throw from one of my favourite restaurants of all time. I would love to. Of course, if I'm ever in the neighbourhood, lunch would be fantastic. It's always more fun trying things with someone new, don't you think? You know, they do the best desserts. Oh, truly. They do a banana cream pie that would blow your mind. There's nothing like it. One taste of that and you'll be drooling for seconds forevermore. Isn't that right, darling? You've tasted it. Lapped it up, as I recall. You all right, darling? You've gone very pale. Do you have a headache? Your eyes are awfully dark. And, oh my goodness, I can practically see your temple throbbing. Perhaps you should get some fresh air. Of course, I'll catch up with you out there once I've just finished talking to Graham. I was about to get his number. Oh, okay, that's my arm. Looks like I'm going now. Yep, so nice to meet you, Graham. Talk later. Yep, ouch, absolutely, save me a dance. Yep, bye-bye, yep. Darling, that is a little fucking tight. Yep, fuck's sake, fine. I'm coming now. You know, out the back I can see. Christ, there's no need to manhandle me. Oh, is there? Is there every need? Well, I'm sure you'll tell me all about it when we get outside. Yep, fine. Stop squeezing. Well, that was unbelievably rude, hauling me off in the middle of a conversation. I mean, I don't know what else you would call it, two people talking. Oh, I was not eye-fucking him. Oh, have you? Have you seen more subtle whores? Where, pray tell? Oh, is that supposed to be me, is it? very mature, doing mocking impressions. No, no, my dear, I was just being friendly. Friendly. Not unlike lovely Melanie in there from your university days. Yeah, Melanie that you've been with for over an hour now. Melanie. Good old Melanie. Just as watery, insipid and sweetly bland as her fucking namesake. Oh, my love. My dear, my darling, my shining light. I'm not acting like a bitch. I am a bitch, profound difference. Oh, I haven't got anything against Melanie. Unlike you and your lips. Oh, really? Really, you don't get what she's doing? The whole, oh, it's so noisy and crowded in here. I can't hear you, so I'm just going to have to brush my hair back, expose my neck and put my ear right to your lips. Honey, the band hasn't even finished setting up yet. It's not that fucking loud. I'm not jealous. Seriously? You think I'm jealous of that? Of a woman who genuinely thought lighthouses were there to scare sharks away at night? I'm not jealous. But what I will say is if that she squeezes your bicep, throws her head back and laughs one more time, it'll be the last thing she ever does with that fucking hand. Well, you weren't exactly pushing her away, were you? God, you have such a short memory. Do you remember I once, completely, accidentally, unthinkingly, wore an ex's t-shirt to bed? The trouble I got into for forgetting who I belonged to. I couldn't sit on anything with slats for 2 days. Yet, oh no, Melanie licking her lips and reminiscing about all those good old days, just the two of you. Good times, good times. God's sake, I mean, she was practically straddling your lap. She'd sit up and purr if you told her to. Yes, just like I do. Am I yours? Because it certainly didn't feel like it in there. Why? Fine, turning around. What exactly is it that you want now? Sometimes. Yes. Yes, I do like it. I like being pushed up against the wall. I like being kissed by you, groped by you, touched by you. Yes, I know this dress is tight. I thought you'd like it. That's why I bought it. Perhaps it is a little slutty for a wedding. I know you can see everything, can't you? All of my neck, all of my shoulders, all of my cleavage. I thought the poor priest was going to get his eyes when I thanked him for such a beautiful service. It's only for you, you know. Yeah. I like showing off for you. My ass, my tits, my lips. I like looking fuckable for you. You can see why then I was a tad vexed to to see you being oozed over by every old acquaintance reeking of pink gin and pretending I'm not even there. Yeah. It's so sad, isn't it, what I have to do to recapture your attention? Okay, yes. I was deliberately trying to rile you up. Satisfied? Not even close. What's that mean? Oh. Yes. Yes, touch me. Fuck. I know I'm not wearing any underwear. This dress is so tight it'd ruin the silhouette if I did. Of course I'm wet. What can I say? Graham's an attractive man. Okay, I deserve that. Yes. No, it feels good. I like your fist in my hair. Tighter. Tighter, please. Tighter, please, Daddy. I know I'm yours. And you're mine too. How exactly? How do I prove that? Oh. Do you want my mouth? I can do that. You know I can. You know I'm the best at it. I'm happy to remind you. I can get down on my knees. No, you can hold me down. I can take it. I want to take it. That's what makes me the best at this, isn't it? Not years of experience or nuanced technique. It's that there is no one on this earth that wants to gag and slurp and suck on you as much as I do. Who wants you as much as I do. As eager to please as I am. And certainly not the likes of little Miss Melanie. Yeah, I can go deeper. Are you going to come, Daddy? Are you going to come in my mouth? No? Where then? Where do you want to come? How do you want your bad girl to take it? Yeah, your bad girl that pushes your buttons and makes you want to grip your hand around her throat. Lift me up. Lift me up. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, that feels so good. Yes. Harder. Oh. Fuck me, you've never felt this hard before. Yes. Yes. Oh. No. No, Daddy, you can't come inside me. I've not got any underwear on, remember? No. I've not got panties, it'll just run down my legs during dinner. I can't be making a mess during the speeches and dancing. No, I know. I know I should have thought about that before I teased you. I know. I know I shouldn't have tried to make you jealous. No, it was. It was naughty. I won't do it again. Oh, fuck. Say it. Say it again. Say there's no one like me. Oh, yes. You only want me. Oh, I want you to. I only want you to. I want to come. Daddy, can I come? Please, Daddy, I want to come. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Yes. No, feel it. I can feel it. I always feel it when you come inside me. It's warm. Oh, God. Oh. Do you think anyone heard us? No, I know you don't fucking care. You never care. Yeah, no. Hold still. Oh, slowly, please, slowly. Yeah, I'm a little sore. Ah. Oh. Can you help me off this china cabinet, please? Yeah, just one sec. Oh. Can you just check, is my dress down at the back? Yes, good. Thanks. My hair, what's wrong? Oh, yeah. I think your watch got caught in it a little bit. No, it didn't hurt. Yeah, you look good. You look great. Your poor boutonniere looks a bit squashed and worse for wear, though. We should probably go back. Yeah, we don't want to mess up the waiter's dinner service. Yeah, that was hot. Hang on, you've got lipstick just... Yeah. No, I've got it. I mean, not that cherry pop doesn't look sexy on you. So, I take it you and Graham aren't going to strike up a beautiful friendship. Oh, what a pity. Yeah, especially when he and his boyfriend invited us to a housewarming party weekend after next. Yeah, Anthony. Massively jet-lagged and feeling a bit ill, poor thing, he decided to give this a miss and start unpacking their new place instead. Did I not mention Graham's gay? Huh. You know, it must have slipped my mind. I know. Oh, I know, but I'm your little monster. Even when I'm teasing, I only ever have eyes for you. Come on, let's go.